Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you are a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet.
Look at all those hockey experts.
Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts. I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And Big Shot.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert.
JPP.
What a ding-a-ling.
Linsanity. I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling.
If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault. With Jordan.
You got plenty of money. Get you a driver.
Bump that. Side pieces. Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolina.
Welcome to BSS Carolina's on Stitcher, Spreaker.
I guess it
would it help?
Welcome to BSS Carolina's on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio. I guess it would help if I actually hit the button for everybody to be a part of the show. Welcome to today's show. My bad.
Don't blame me. I'm on the other side.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to blame it on our intern, Huevo.
Sticky hands.
Who are you looking for?
I'm looking for the intern.
Do it behind the glass.
Oh, okay.
He's over there behind the glass.
He's over there operating from the office over there.
Yeah, Cuervo's over there.
Looking at porn, probably.
We don't know. I'm sure he's not. He better be working.
He's working all right. He's working out that forearm.
We got a great show for you today. Of course, that's BBB, beautiful Big Shower, and the real Scott Ely.
You know Mr.
Day is off because he's finally got one.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
The only time I'll let you do a yes chant on this show.
Man.
I should have done that after work on Tuesday. So
you should have, man. That would have been great. But, no, we got a great show today. We're gonna break down the AFC North. We got Joseph Randall's Dummies of the Week.
The Joseph Randall Dummy of the Week Award.
He
presented
should be,
on behalf of Joseph Randall.
But you can catch it. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting as well.
Get your attitude back in broadcasting with the Attitude Broadcasting Company, the new ABC. It's the Attitude Era, baby. Ah!
Wow. Somebody had their coffee this morning. Before we go any farther.
You see all the caffeine I got lined up here. I'm just going right now.
We're going to try a new segment on the show today. So if you have any kids or any kids that you want to call, if you always love listening to kids say some crazy things, we're going to do a BSS Caroline's Kids Corner where you can call in, have your kids leave a message, and we'll put it on the show. I don't need their name or anything like that. Ask them a question. You know, what do you think of LeBron James? What do you think of Steph Curry? You know, any sports figure.
Who's their favorite athlete? What inspires them? What do they like about a sport?
With the Olympics come up, perfect one. You know, let's talk about, you know, ask them what's their favorite event at the Olympics. Are you going to watch the Olympics? Do you care? You know,
why are you even fans of certain teams? Is it for, do you feel, do they feel like it's forced upon them by their parents? I mean, we don't like that, no stuff like that.
But here's the sweeper, just the number. I'll give it to you on the sweeper. Make sure you write it down and have call in for it.
I'm writing mine down. I'm writing the number down.
I'm sure you're
Kids Corner.
Have you ever wondered what kids really thought about athletes? What do you think of LeBron James?
I don't like basketball. He always works hard. His finals trophy.
We'll find out in our Kids Corner, where kids can call in and tell us what they think of today's greatest players. What do you think about Steph Curry?
He shoots. He's from Charlotte, so that's one of the reasons that he's my favorite player.
Leo Messi.
Do you know who Messi is?
I don't know who he is.
What do you think about Barry Bonds?
007? One question. Is he a baseball player?
In our kids' corner, call 980-285-7116. Presented by
BSS Carolinas.
Yeah! All right, there you go. So call that number and leave a message, please. And we will share it on the show. You don't have to, you know, leave your name or anything else like that. Just leave a message. You know, I'll make sure I don't pick up. So it will go and it'll leave a message, a little message, and just some fun we'll try having.
But if you want to leave your Snapchat or something for people to maybe try to add you, you can do that.
Yeah.
We'll happily play it for you.
So, you know, it'll be something we're going to try out on the show, see how it works. But, you know, we're going to try that once a week. But before we go any farther into the show, let's go into our enemies of the week. And here we go.
You don't want to make an enemy out of me. And I'm looking right into the camera. And I'm going to say it again. You don't want to make an enemy out of me.
I'm sorry, man. That's still my favorite clip of the year. I mean, you know, Stephen A. Smith, don't make an enemy out of me. You got any enemies of the week this week?
I do.
All right, well, go ahead.
Jeremy, well, let me make sure I got this right. Jeremy Litcherman, does that name ring a bell? Because we were actually watching the video before the show started. The Phillies fan that got thrown out of the game the other night.
That's your enemy?
By the umpire.
All right. Why is he your enemy?
That's what I want to know.
I mean,
what were you saying that was so bad that you got thrown out of a baseball game is my question. That's why you're my enemy. And because you must have said something horrible.
We were looking at the video. He's actually sitting 7-8 rows back. Uh-huh. So it's not like he's up front.
And everybody around him was happy he left.
They were clapping. All right. Wow. And if you ever been to a baseball game, which we go to night's game, they are very, some people are very rude and very over the line.
Plus me. He knows.
Yeah. I don't mind saying, cheering on your team and saying some things to the guy, but there's a line when you start talking about family or, you know, religion or sex, I think. That's when you draw a point. So I don't know what this guy was saying, but it says he was saying sexual innuendos to the umpire.
Really?
Yeah, and the umpire finally is like, all right, I got to get rid of this guy. So Bob Davison actually ejected him from the game. It sounded like it was well-deserved. Do you have any enemies?
Yeah. Andrew Wiggins in Canada this year. Did not complete in the slam dunk contest, but posts a video on his Instagram account of him attempting a 720. A freaking seven. That's two turns in the air. You could do this, but you didn't attempt to be in the slam dunk contest in your hometown.
But he was in Canada. He was home in the slam dunk contest.
He could have been. Yeah, no, he wasn't in it.
Oh.
I guess, were you scared of Zach LaVine?
Why is he not
Aaron
doing
Gordon?
This is what
this
I'm
was
saying,
his
though.
Chance to do it in front of his hometown countrymen. And he didn't do it, but you attempted 720s in the gym with nobody in there. Dude, go out there and put on a show for the fans. They know you got the hops. They want to see you try stuff like this. That stuff drives me crazy, man. Super athletes think they better than
NFL,
just put on
NBA,
shows for the fans. Jordan went out and MLB, did like man. Three or four dunk contests. Dominique did three dunk contests. All the stars did the dunk contests. And now we're too good to do dunk contests. Come on, man.
I'm going to throw two this week. First one's LeBron James. Dude, why are you talking? Why are you continuing to talk? I'm chasing the ghost.
You're trying to catch that Pokemon.
You're never, ever going to get Michael Jordan. You can't. No. It's not possible now. You already lost four times in the finals. It's done.
If Tom Brady can't be Joe Montana, then there's no way that LeBron could be Michael Jordan.
But why do you continue to fuel the fire of people?
He needs...
Okay, just sit back.
Because LeBron James' ego will not allow him so much time to pass and them not talk about him if they're talking about the NBA. He's sick of hearing about Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, and this super team. He like, damn it, I just won the title
but shut
for
up.
Cleveland.
Shut
talk
up.
About me.
Shut up and go win another one. shutting him up. Let your actions speak for everything.
He is the king.
This is why
he
people
can say what he wants.
This okay. Well, be ready for the backlash. And this is why I don't get with LeBron James. You know the backlash is coming. You know it. You ain't the villain no more. You're the hero. But you don't sit here and start stirring the pot again.
He'll always be the villain. He's never the hero. He's always going to be the villain.
Well, no, he could be the hero, win that championship for Cleveland.
He's definitely a babyface right now.
But you sit here and you're comparing yourself to Jordan again. And this is what kills me about LeBron fans. We're comparing him. No, you can't compare him. Because LeBron, but he wants us to compare him.
I don't think he's doing it for comparison. He just, okay, what else do I have to shoot for? There's nobody in the league right now that can compete
with
LeBron James.
What about saying, hey,
I'm far and away the best player in that league.
Why not say, I want to win 6 titles? That's my next goal.
He's catching that ghost.
Okay? No, he ain't got nothing about Michael Jordan. Why not just be LeBron James? All right? Try to win 6 titles. Go 6-4 in the finals.
Because
why not do that?
If he didn't phrase it like that, then we wouldn't be talking about it.
Right. And which is – that's I'm so done with LeBron James, dude.
He's so
– every time you try to like the guy, he does something like this.
He's so premeditated, and he knows exactly what he's doing to stir the pot, to get the PR pub talking about him. He knows exactly what he's doing, man. Come on now. He does this all the time. He does these damn – these tweets that have these – read between the line words about his teammates and stuff so they could get to talking about it, so they can talk about LeBron James.
I get it. I just – come on, man. Yeah, I mean, you just won a title. Make it about that. I mean, just whatever.
It's still about the title, but it's at the end of the day, it's still about LeBron James.
And then the next one, Yasiel Puig.
Yasiel Puig.
Dude, you are not getting traded. That tells you how bad you are right now.
They couldn't even
they
get
They sent
you
to the minors. Go to the minors, get your stuff together, and come back.
Get that hole out of your swing or whatever's going on with you right now. You need to fix it.
If Clayton Kershaw doesn't want you on the team, that's a bad thing. I'm just saying. Clayton Kershaw is the best pitcher in baseball. I've never heard of him being a bad teammate. But if he doesn't want you in the locker room, that's obviously a problem.
It is. What happened to the Yasiel Puig that when he first came up was hungry, hitting everything that was thrown his way, getting on base, getting over, getting in, playing defense like a monster? We miss the old Yasiel.
The bad part is the overrunning of bases, the base running, the fielding errors. That's the bad part.
That's the bad part. Exactly.
He's not making simple tech plays.
They lay down a bunt for you. You stand. Just stand there. Don't even attempt to run.
He's just lazy. That's the way he's been, though.
Well,
in MLB, since he got his contract, he is just lazy in the field. And even off the field, nobody likes him.
They gave him the money too soon.
It went to his head. I mean, it went to his head, and we made him a star before he was ready. I mean, trust me, when he came up, I was excited to see the guy. But when you go to L.A. to watch a game – at home, he is booed out of the stadium. People don't want to see him.
The thing is, that's what the Dodgers need. They need an old-school manager. It's going to light into him when he's like that. Like Frank Robinson did with Vladimir Guerrero.
Yep.
If Vlad wouldn't run, he would light his ass up in the dugout.
Yeah. Hopefully, sending him down to minors will help him. He'll come back. So we'll see.
Him and Carl
Shoot,
Crawford
if not,
to
he's
going to
be the
highest-paid
AAA player.
No, Carl Crawford's still down there. He's making $20 million. Or something, isn't he?
He was injured. He'll be back up soon, though. He's injured. That's the reason he's down there.
He's injured. Yeah, his swing is injured.
No, well, that's been gone for a couple of years. But him, Yasiel, you know what, though? At least Oklahoma City has another superstar. All right?
Who, Yasiel Puig? Yeah. I don't know if they're running out there to go see Puig.
At minor league baseball games?
Is Russell Westbrook throwing out the opening pitch?
Maybe.
Then we'll go.
But anyway, let's move into football news. We got some football news. We're going to break down the NFC North. Tyrann Mathieu agrees to a 5-year, $62.5 million extension with $40 million guaranteed. Hey, I'm going to give him a big props, man, for the way he has changed his life so far from LSU. He was actually kicked out of LSU. Now he's got drafted, and he's one of the best safeties in the league.
Congratulations on the payday, but – again, like the Bennett brothers came out and they said the NFL stands for the N-word for lease. Here goes the guy getting a payday, one of the probably the highest paid center safety of all time, right? Was the
He's
guaranteed.
Got it close to it.
He gets $40 million out of the $62.5 million. He's still only getting 60% of the contract or something instead of holding out trying to get 85, 90% of the contract guaranteed. The NFL players are complaining that they're not getting the money. Well, here you go. You got your brethren only accepting 60% of the contract, 60% of the money. Von Miller got $70 million guaranteed, but the contract is for $114 million, supposedly. But he only took $70 million of it. Again, 60%. Your brethren got to fight for 85, 90% of that contract, and they need to get it guaranteed if the NFL players want to be paid justly and feel like they're getting paid justly.
Well, he got $40 million guaranteed.
He got $40 million, but the contract is for $62.5 million.
How much you going to get guaranteed, though? The whole thing?
I want 55 of it guaranteed. Give me 55 guaranteed. I can't have 56 guaranteed. You give me $56 million guaranteed. That's 90% of the contract. I can't have that.
No, here's the problem with the NFL. All right, it's not
NBA. They make tons of money,
right? But it's not the NBA where you can make that money like that. It's not the same.
Why not?
Because a career in NBA is 2-3 years. A career or NFL is 2 to 3 years. NBA is a lot longer than that.
For certain players?
No, for majority of players, really. Jason Collins is still playing, I think, somewhere.
Fab Melo ain't in the league.
Maurice Stoudemire was
Johnny
playing.
Flynn ain't in the league.
Maurice Stoudemire played way past his career.
He had a great start for his career.
Now, you now got he's in Jerusalem or Israel or something.
Right. But I'm saying a majority of the players in NBA can go to China, Israel, somewhere else, and sign a big contract to play. These guys, this is it. But it's 53 guys on a roster plus the practice squad, which is another 15 players.
Over 60% of NFL rosters are made up of undrafted free agent signings.
The problem, I think, is instead of doing a 5-year deal, if you did a 3-year deal fully guaranteed or somewhat, that would make more sense. But these players want these 5, 6, 7 years
these
deals,
and
you can't go that long.
Players for that long too.
Yeah. Well, and that's the problem is they want the guarantee money, but they don't sign after 2-3 years. They're done, and a bunch of these players will play one season. I want to renegotiate my contract
because they realized they only accepted 60% of the possible contract.
What's good a contract if you sign it and then the next year you want to get out of it? Antonio Brown's a perfect example. $42 million. Now he says, I need to renegotiate my contract.
But that's the state of sports as of right now. Everybody thinks they're worth more than they're actually worth.
And Antonio Brown deserves new money.
But I get the NBA.
Yeah,
because
he's got to buy like 5 more Porsches, to bet
against.
He's
only getting $6 million. Top flight receivers are getting $15 million a season.
Play out the rest of your contract. You will get another contract.
Antonio Brown ain't guaranteed another 3 years. Like you just said, the NFL.
But again,
I guarantee he gonna be
that's
there.
His problem. He's the one that signed the contract. He could have went somewhere else. And if he wants to get paid, he can go somewhere and get paid.
The one thing I don't see with a bunch of these contracts is player options.
That's what the NFL needs to fight for.
Where's the player options
in
these
contracts?
They need
to get those contracts.
I agree player options would be a good thing for the NFL, for the players. But a lot of these players, sign these upfront money, and that's the way it should be guaranteed. You should get it in the first 2 years because the third year, you probably won't be there.
Exactly. I mean, the NFL is drafting new players every year, signing guys off the street all the time. But get hurt, you might be out of the league.
But it's 53 players, too. You can't really compare it to 53 players.
So,
Tyrann
Mathieu, all pro safety, you could going to compare him to the 53rd man?
No, I'm comparing 53 players to 15 players is what I'm saying.
Okay.
All right.
There's 22 main guys, 11 for the offense, 11 for the defense, right? For the most part. And then you got your people, you run in and out of your packages. So, what, 30 guys, 30, 33 guys that's mainly going to play. Other guys are like practice squad. They don't need
squad
to make much.
Is added extra. So.
But your star players – they need to get paid, and they need 85, 90%.
I disagree.
Don't you fully guarantee the 53rd man's contract?
I think the 40th and 50th guy should get paid. Because, for example,
and they do,
I compare
and they get it fully guaranteed.
When the NBA player, Tyler Johnson, for example, is the 12th player on the bench getting $10 million a year. You go to the 53rd player on a football player getting $100,000 maybe. All right, that's a disparity. That is where the NFL needs to get better, is from the 20th player to the 50th player, not the top 10 players on your team. It needs to be, because that's where the other players should be getting paid a little bit more. You're on the NFL team.
Right.
I don't care if you go out and practice 5 days a week, you're part of that team. You should be, you're on second team offense, second team defense, you're a part of that team. Just as important as the first team.
Does Tyler Johnson feel the same way? He's practicing, getting his team better. He goes in when he's given minutes and he produces.
Right. It's not the top 22 that's struggling. After their career, it's the guys, you know, second to third stringers that actually show up to practice every time, show up to the non-mandatory camps, and they play.
These top 10 players that are on these teams should be standing up for the rest of the team, all right, where they make sure the other players are getting guaranteed money. And they're not, though.
But guy 35 through 53, they're not seeing the field.
They are 16, 17
weeks. Get going against high collisions and pressure situations.
Are you kidding me?
They're practicing. They're bumping a little bit.
Practice is not the same
as game speed.
Game speed, collisions
are a way different.
But what
than
you're
practice.
Missing though is practice is just as important as game.
Practice
if you
gets
watch,
you ready. Yes.
For example, if you watch Panthers training camp right now, there's some players not even practicing right now because they're Hall of Fame or they're so great they don't need to practice them right now, which I get. But what about those guys that make that roster? They should be getting guaranteed money as well.
And they're getting $100,000, $50,000, $75,000, whatever they're getting guaranteed. That's still good money
for
them.
But Tyler Johnson's making $10 million.
There's only 350 players in the NBA.
Well, I know, but you're comparing the NBA to NFL
and
players.
Everybody don't get in the NBA. And you're saying 500 million kids that want to play in the NBA.
But the thing is, though, if you're a basketball player, you can make money besides in the NBA.
Right. You go to Europe.
In the NFL, the NFL to make NFL money.
Right. You can't go to Europe and play pro football.
Find something else besides the NFL.
Well, I mean, you can go to Canada.
Do what Jordan Rodgers does. Go work for the SEC Network.
You mean go get married to JoJo?
Yeah, and go work, get a job at the SEC Network.
Yeah, go ABC.
Tim Tebow won a Heisman Trophy. He's at the SEC Network.
I'm just saying, but you can't do – everybody can't do that. All right?
Didn't we just talk about somebody
was a valet for their car?
Sergio Garcia.
I'm just saying.
Didn't he go to college? Got a college degree? Maybe?
But I'm just saying.
But that's college football
if,
degree.
If we're going to compare sports, let's compare it. Let's really get into the real issue of NFL compared to NBA. Those players after the top 20 players, they ain't getting paid jack compared
Unfortunately,
to other
the NFL
NBA
is not
players.
A global game. We're the only country that plays this sport.
Did you just say NFL ain't a global
no.
game?
No.
Are you kidding
What
me?
Other country do they play this it, game?
They watch it everywhere, dude.
I mean, Canada plays a form of football.
Europe watches it. Of course, they laugh at NFL football when they go watch soccer, but, you know, because...
Yeah, look at these overpaid crybabies.
Exactly.
But look at our overpaid crybabies.
But they watch the game everywhere. Yeah, I mean, Super Bowl is in every single country, dude. They watch it everywhere.
Yeah, Super
and
Bowl
you know how
the
these top-flight players can get these back-end guys paid by making sure they're getting 85, 90%. Because if they're signing for 85, 90%, then the back-end guys, hey... The top guys are getting almost fully paid.
But
we want to get fully paid.
The thing is, though, if you give that 85, 90% to the guy making $10 million.
Then it's a little less money for the owner. Oh, my bad.
I believe in incentive-based contracts. You get 50% base of your salary to live off of and hey, play every game. If you're going to make 90% of $10 million, then how am I know you're going to give 100%? You're going to give 80, 90. Right. You're not going to die for that ball.
Look at some of the divas pile. Now in the NFL. All right. I mean, you know.
I mean, maybe
so
back,
you think
maybe
I'm going to play harder for 60% than 90%?
Well, I mean,
you won't
I think
earn your
play
money,
less
right?
harder for 90%.
But if you go and look, I mean, I'm just saying it should be.
At least with these contracts, you can play and make that 100%.
If you're lucky enough to stay healthy. You don't think these guys are out here giving 120%? They know they're bringing in new players every year. They're drafting out of these colleges
all the time. They have to
keep
their job.
You got to play as hard as you can every down. If you ain't practicing hard, the coach is going to pull your ass, no matter how much money you're making.
Not in this NFL.
Well, there's some teams that don't.
Not this no. NFL.
Some
they're
teams,
not doing it.
No,
now.
They don't.
Some teams. Robert Griffin III just got paid $16 million, sat on the damn bench his entire final season in Washington because he couldn't perform. Yeah. They will pull you.
Yeah,
they've
poor,
shown they will pull you.
That poor guy, he's sitting on the bench making all that money. That poor guy. That's what I'm saying.
And
like,
now look,
those instances
barely
like that.
Surviving. Stuff happens, man. This is the risk you take with this business.
My whole point is your backup is as important as your starter. Okay, in the NFL, every single position is important. Trust me. Look at the Dallas Cowboys. All right, that's a perfect example. Tony gets hurt. Who we got? Oh yeah, nobody. That's my point. The first guy should be. I'm not saying it should be paid exactly the same, but they need to be taken care of just as much as the last one.
Or like the guys covering kick returns or
a lot of times
playing
those are
defense
starters.
On kick returns.
They're sending their starter defenses out there because they're the best tacklers.
What they're talking about now, getting rid of kickoffs, which is another issue. Anyway, let's go on to another contract. Tyrone 49ers and Navarro Bowman agreed to a 7-year, $77 million deal. It's 20 mil guarantee.
Who, Bowman?
Yeah. I wouldn't give him – first of all, I wouldn't give him 90% of guarantee money because he already tore his knee up once.
He tore his ACL.
I ain't giving him all that money guaranteed.
Well, it didn't sound like he was fighting for it. He was happy to sign whatever he signed.
Yeah, he was good. Falcons signed Dwight Freeney. There you go. That might be all right. What, they need pass rush.
They do.
Like 10 years ago, that would have been a great
signing.
Dude,
he had a good season with the Cardinals last year. Chargers signed James Jones. The curse has – I told you it was going to happen. I texted you. Beckham Jr. was carted off field during Sunday practice. I'm telling you. He's going to be hurt again this season.
He probably felt a little tinge in his calf, so he had to get carted off.
He's fine. It's not like Kellen Moore.
No, we haven't got Kellen Moore. Thank you. I'm glad you mentioned that. Kellen Moore broke his ankle. He is out. Cowboys are looking to trade for Josh McCown.
Yeah. Woo!
Titans signed Andre Johnson. Good for him. One more season, he'll play with every – AFC South team.
Well, he hasn't played for the Jaguars yet.
That's what I'm saying. We'll go to Jags next year. Chiefs and offensive tech Eric Fisher agreed to a 4-year, $63 million guarantee. $40 million is guaranteed. Reggie Bush signs a 1-year deal with the Bills.
He needs to retire.
How did Reggie Bush keep getting contracts?
He just needs to retire.
Trent Richardson just gets cut.
And
he's only 4 years, been in the league 4 years. And Reggie Bush, we know he can't stay healthy.
And Trent Richardson's a Hall of Fame running back, too.
I'm telling you. Don't you see how he explodes through the hole?
I know. The way he misses the hole. Dude, the Rangers win it all this year, somebody asked.
What?
Baseball.
In baseball?
Texas Rangers.
No.
Man, if they get the
off the side, yeah.
No.
I mean, their pitching's good enough. And, I mean, if Lucroy hits and fielder hits. I mean, Beltran's been hitting this year for the Yankees, so I mean,
possibly
they could win the West. I don't know if they go all the way.
I'm gonna
say
no.
They'll be a contender in the West.
I was gonna say no. I don't think they'll get by. I don't know if they'll get by Baltimore.
The AL is wide open.
But the thing is, they can hit Baltimore's pitching. The thing with Baltimore is they have to get 8 runs a game to win with their starting pitching. At least the Rangers have better starting pitching. They have Yu Darvish, and I think they have Cole Hamels is still there this year.
Yep.
And they have the hitting, too.
Going back to the NFL, Nick Foles signs with the Chiefs.
There goes your backup.
I know. That's why I was hating. So who knows when we'll get actual backup.
Josh McCown.
Hey, Johnny Manziel's a free agent.
No.
So is Josh Freeman.
Not going ahead. I'll take Josh Freeman over him. All right, let's do our dummies of the week, and then we'll break down the AFC North.
Wait,
and
we
next
did
segment.
Dummies, didn't we?
No.
Oh, that's right.
That was
we did villains.
Who's there? It's the breakdown dummy of the week. It's the breakdown Joseph Randall dummy of the week. Let's make sure we make that clear. You got any?
I got Tony, the photo of Tony Romo running to practice. They got him looking like he's ate too many double cheeseburgers from McDonald's. Stay away from that dollar menu, Tony. It's not cool, man. Rolando McClain tested positive for drinking purple. What the hell are you drinking purple for? What? I don't know, man. It's just Dallas Cowboys. It's got to be NFL.
Can mine just be the whole Cowboys organization? It's my dummies of the week.
That's who I got this week, those two guys.
It's not the whole team, but yeah. All right. You're just saying the
Cowboys. Yeah, pretty much the whole Cowboys team.
I'm going to start with Trent Richardson for saying he would be a Hall of Fame running back a couple weeks ago. He was released by the Ravens this week.
Yeah, that's stiff competition when the Ravens are releasing a Hall of Fame running back.
My gosh.
Martellus Bennett saying he hated Jason Witten. I don't know if y'all heard the whole Bennett brothers interview or thing they put on ESPN or whatever. Bennett said he hated Jason Witten. Yeah, okay.
Jason Witten.
The Bennett boys got a lot of dislike for a lot of people. Martellus called out Cam Newton.
Called out Cutler.
Called out Steph Curry.
Oh,
Martellus said Jay Cutler's the worst quarterback
said,
ever.
I'm wide open, and he throws in a double coverage.
They said Bradford's today's Joe Montana. Or Joe Montana, yeah.
No.
Joe Montana.
I could say Joe Montana is a better app.
No, that's what they said.
So of course,
they're high on purple drink or something.
Yeah, the Bennett boys are something else, man.
Draymond Green, we didn't do patrolling. We haven't done patrolling this week. We don't
do patrolling. He's going to get the patrolling shout out too. So we just go ahead and do that now.
Well, Draymond Green offered $100,000 for Drezilla porn movie,
and they say there's no career after sports for these guys.
There you go. 100 grand.
After the Snapchat incident.
The incident.
Okay. Let me be
James,
clear
what did it
on
look like? I'm sure you were I'm sure you were on top of that on Snapchat. What did it look like?
This is the fourth time he said he's been hacked on Snapchat.
Then you
really
just need to get rid of Snapchat.
Really? Man. The fourth time? What's your password? 1, 2, 3,
look
4?
Look what Brett Favre has done for the NFL with dick pics, okay?
I know, but at least it was Jan Walter or whatever, you know.
Brett Favre never got no dang porn contract. He could be using it right now.
Brett Favre doing all those micro-touch commercials.
He did get a contract. He got something about Mary.
Brett Favre?
Brett Favre. But Draymond Green, man. What is, and if you haven't watched the video USA team practicing the other day, the whole team was making jokes about it.
As they should.
Boogie Cousins.
As they should. I mean, I wish I was in the locker room to see the harsher stuff.
Snapchat that dang lane. Talking about, I was hacked. Then
I wonder what guy he sent
that
snap to.
I didn't mean to send it
out. Did he send it to Kevin Durant?
Probably.
Got him.
Look how you make me feel, Kevin. Thank you.
He said he sent it to Durant and said, owned by Steph Curry.
Wouldn't surprise me. But come on, man. I mean, really? All right. It's not that – I mean, I don't make it a big – but come on, man. Something else for Draymond Green. I already talked about LeBron James. Cowboys linebacker Wilson injured himself playing paintball. He's out of camp.
Man.
Dude, where are you playing paintball?
He's probably out of a job.
You would have had a job. Brandon Marshall, for trying to make a bet with Antonio Brown for most receiving yards, the winner gets the other person's pink slip. Marshall has a Porsche. Brown has a Bentley that is painted in Steeler color and everything else, which is a lot more money than that Porsche. Brandon Marshall, your quarterback is Ryan Fitzpatrick.
But you know what?
Against I would have took that bet every day of the week.
But they had career years last year with Ryan Fitzpatrick.
It's not happening again. And wait a minute. Last time I checked, who had more receiving yards?
That's what I was going to say. Receiving yards, I mean, Antonio Brown is going to decimate.
And
they should have made it for touchdowns because Brandon Marshall is going to rack up on touchdowns.
That would be a better bet. But Martavis Bryant is out the whole season, so you miss him. The other number
Le'Veon
2.
Le'Veon Bell is out for, what, 4 games?
Yep.
So it's going to be Antonio Brown all day long.
So, anyway, I'm giving Brandon Marshall a dummy for even making that bet.
Ah, he don't care. He got his quarterback back. That's all he cares about.
I ain't signing for $12 million. 2 months later, I just signed for $12 million.
That's an Ivy League education kicking in. Like, I know what I'm worth. I'll just wait.
And Ryan Fitzpatrick.
What they told you were worth 2 months ago.
And Ryan Fitzpatrick for that hairdo.
Right?
Man.
But he cut it. So.
Thank goodness.
Cut it.
All right. Cut it. Everybody on Periscope, stick around. Next segment, we're going to break down the AFC North. And we're going to talk about some baseball and who you're sitting at the bar with this week. You're listening to BSS Carolinas.